Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy almost Friday. Friday Eve. It looks gorgeous outside. Thanks again to Scott Capro for stopping by. Go to scottcapro.com to find out where his shows are. If you're looking to go to a show, and I know some people are, he's doing them all very safely. Worked out, though. And now it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a health crisis. The Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to school districts in Alameda, Contra Costa, Monterey, Santa Clara, and San Francisco counties so schools can get much-needed pandemic supplies now. See what they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to mention this because I told you I would. The Boulder shooting suspect has been ordered held without bail pending an assessment to address his mental illness after a rampage that killed 10 people. So he was in court this morning. He's being held again without bail, if I didn't already say that. But they're going to make him go through tests. And I guess he showed up wearing scrubs and a mask to protect him from COVID. Great. This is the first time he's been seen since the Monday rampage at a supermarket in Boulder. They say the judge approved the defense lawyer that he's been appointed, and his next hearing is going to be delayed for 2 months while they allow for this mental health assessment. So, unless some other nugget of information comes out, that's the last you're going to hear about him on this show until he shows back up in court. Next story. Role playing. I'm a pretty creative guy. I can be creative, but I often feel like I don't think of these things, or I think of them, but not when it's time to put them in motion, like after the fact or another day when I'm nowhere near, you know, the possibility of. But here's a couple.
All right.
They're into it.
Yeah. Many couples are.
The guy's name is Eric. And he and his wife, Katie, were role-playing handyman and lonely housewife. Have you ever done that one?
No, not that one in particular.
Okay. Handyman and lonely housewife. Eric and Katie came up with the idea that the handyman was going to be removing a doorknob.
Uh-huh.
And then something was going to happen through the doorway.
Oh, that there would be a, you know, because it's a pretty good size hole that
right.
contraption fits into. Okay.
Exactly right.
So glory doorknob hole.
So they were going to be on either side of the door and stuff was going to happen.
Mm.
Unfortunately, Eric had taken, that's the handyman.
Yeah.
Had taken some enhancement pills.
Mm.
And while they did start to, play the game they were intending to play, he apparently got himself stuck and was in so much pain that he had to call 911 to get help.
And he's stuck in the door. God, that seems like either he is packing or
Well, I'm not sure if he put the boys through.
Oh, the whole situation got it.
I'm not sure.
I think it was a smaller sized doorknob, so he had to pre-drill this special size. It's not the standard size you're used to.
I see. Oh, goodness. Oh. Well, I mean, that handyman really had some work to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got
stuck. Didn't do it that well.
And it hurt so bad that they had to call for help. Oh, that's them. Oh. Well,
there they are.
They're a nice, normal couple.
Look like they're at the Sears photo booth.
I don't see it, but okay. They're role playing handyman and lonely housewife.
I absolutely see it. Well, they're two both good looking white people. He looks like he could be an extra in, I don't know, Porky's movie, and she looks like Emma Stone's slightly less attractive cousin.
Yeah, well, she looks like Ryan Reynolds' dopey brother.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He does.
Right?
Yeah, I'll give you that. Sure, yeah.
You know how Patrick Swayze had kind of an ugly brother? Like,
yeah
they're brothers,
they all do,
but
yeah,
not
sure.
Quite there.
You can see why Patrick Swayze was the one who made it.
Right. Anyway, paramedics couldn't get him free.
But what
so they had to saw off part of the door.
Yeah.
And Eric went to the ER with himself stuck in a little square. Doctors managed to get him free without any permanent damage to his man zone.
That's good.
And I'm going to guess that they had to replace that door and there won't be any more handyman and lonely housewife games at their house.
Although maybe they'll replace the door with a door with a bigger hole.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Let's try this again.
Yeah. Let's put a cat door in.
That should be big enough.
So he was on Viagra, huh?
That sounds like it. Yeah.
Danger.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, we talked about this before, and actually we had the expert was just on, and we didn't talk to him about it. But
that's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lot of people I've heard will do that for recreational use.
Yeah, just for the fun of it. Like, apparently there is some fun involved. It's an enhancement in more than one way.
A new survey looked at what qualifies as an adventure now that we've all been cooped up for a year. And here are some of the
okay,
the things on the list.
Newly qualified as adventures.
Trying a new recipe.
Oh, wow. We have...
Eating outside.
Oh, boy.
Watching a new... These are things that qualify as adventure.
Oh,
now that
God.
We've been cooped up for a year, eating outside, watching a new TV show or movie, taking the long way home.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ordering takeout from a new restaurant.
Oh, ballsy.
Yeah.
Choosing a new book to read.
Oh, these are adventures.
By the way, I just decided I was going to, I've had it. I haven't been reading books for a while now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, my days are long right now and it's fine, but I decided to get a book, and there's a new Stephen King book out.
Oh, what is
so
it?
I got it, and I'm only able to keep my eyes open for a page or two, so it's going to be a while before I can give you a review, but there's a new Stephen King book, everyone.
Yay! What's the name of it?
Hold, please.
Did you read the Strike book already?
No.
Oh, God, you got to read that. So good.
You know what? I should have gotten that. I think I got the Stephen King book because it was like right there.
Okay.
Like I opened the thing and it said, hey, there's a new Stephen King book. And I went, done.
I'll
take it. Download. Let me read that thing. Anyway. More things that qualify as adventure. Choosing a new book to read. Staying up past your normal bedtime.
Is it called Later?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
the name
so.
Of the new Stephen King book. That's the one that pops up 2021 later.
If
yes. It Bleeds is from 2020.
No,
I didn't
it's
read
not that. No.
Mute? He wrote like three books last year. Jesus.
I want to say it's the one you just mentioned later.
Later. Red cover?
I downloaded it onto my iPad.
Oh.
Pad, yeah. So I don't have a cover for it. Let me see. I don't have anything.
Now, that's always good news. I always know I'll read a Stephen King.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, when you're going through withdrawals on books, you just go, well, let's see what Stephen King's done. Oh, sure enough, there's a new book from him.
Yeah, I will fall for anything he does.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it ends up that aliens are somehow involved.
Right. totally fine with it.
Like, honestly, so many times I'm like, there's no way to explain this. There's no possible way this happened. And then it's an alien and you go, son of a bee, I should have known.
Yeah.
Anyway,
forever.
On the list of things that qualify as adventure, trying food that's spicier than you're used to.
Oh.
A new hot sauce, everyone. Man, we're pathetic.
We are, in fact, I look forward to those things being back to the mundane. Mm-hmm. Those are all, none of those are exciting. Yesterday, I went to Home Depot, and I was so excited. I'm not even kidding. Like, I was like, I FaceTimed Brynn. I'm going to Home Depot.
You were so excited.
I'm gonna go get some. I'm looking at plants. We might get some chicken wire.
She's all over the place.
So psyched.
Oh. FaceTimes me, but you throw John on the phone while he's driving.
Because
he's
like, we were sitting in traffic.
She's like, get
I'm like,
that phone
we're
out
in
my
traffic.
Face,
this
man.
Is amazing. Please, you guys are the ones who ended up talking. I was looking out the window.
That's
holding
true.
The phone.
A whiskey company called Fistful of Bourbon is looking for a new, quote, spokes fist.
Oh, a spokes fist.
To hold whiskey bottles in their ads. So if you've got the perfect fist, they'll pay you $100K to be in their ads, to be the spokes fist.
So they're looking for a hand model.
If you want to apply, you just have to fill out a form on their website and send in a photo of your fist.
Let's all put our fists up and see whose fist is going to get the... No, put it up like you're holding a bottle, Vinny.
Oh, you're supposed to hold it a certain way. Hold on, let me
how
show you.
Show me how to hold it.
You see that?
Nicole.
See that picture?
I'm feeling like I'm feeling like I get $100,000 for my fist. Look at
my
white knuckles.
They're showing the nails, too, though. You see the inside.
Oh, it's from the back. It's like that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a drawing. They're looking for a real life one. That's just somebody a drawing of somebody's hand.
Fistful of bourbon.
This is part of the ad here. So,
search for the $100,000 fist. Okay, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it.
Well, good luck to you all.
Yeah, it's a good fist. Nikki's got strong fist. It's those nails too. Actually, Nikki, you could do it because you got the nails.
Yeah.
Did they say it has to be a boy?
Yeah. What about that?
I don't. It doesn't say. No.
It doesn't say that, no.
They just want the spokes fist.
Spokes fist.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Nikki's got a big, she's got a meaty fist there. Like,
have you ever punched someone in the nose? Nicole, go.
Yes, at the club.
at the club?
Yeah.
Oh,
my parents.
What? You're a bouncer on your spare time?
My parents know the story. So
what's the club? I don't
so
get
I can
it.
Tell it.
The
is
club,
that what
like the dance club.
You were at a nightclub and you punched a guy in the nose.
Yeah, because he touched me. And I didn't
where?
Like it.
Where?
It was a crowded dance floor and I just, like, I don't think I got his nose, but I got his face. And he was super drunk and I kept telling him to stop touching me. And so I just went like that. And then here, my friend who's shorter than me just comes and pushes him straight into the hands of security and they just catch him and throw him out the door. And my friend and I are like, okay. And we just kept dancing.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just dance.
Yeah, I told my mom the minute the next morning because she had a similar experience when she was my age where she just knocked the guy out. So
nice.
Rose.
Yeah. Man, watch out for the DeJesuses.
Yeah.
DeJesus, that hurt.
I grew up with that story. My uncles would always tell me that, like, your mom. Like,
oh.
So you had to walk in your mom's footsteps. I like it.
Well, I'm like, well, my mom did it, so I can do it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Bam.
Guys shouldn't be touching you.
No.
Listen.
I don't care how drunk you are. If I tell you to get off me, get off me.
Get off of me.
Nice to Jesus.
I don't really think about, I should say, I don't really put importance on my funeral. I'm not, you know, I have never thought like, oh, I hope everyone shows or I...
Well, you
have
don't really
ideas
plan.
Of how
plan
I want
to be
it to
there,
go.
You know, I've got some ideas.
But
I put
apparently,
one for a party in my will.
Viking funerals are all the rage.
Mm. Is that where they light you on fire on a
and
a
send you
boat?
Out to sea? Yeah. They say that Viking funerals are basically illegal everywhere in the United States. There's two spots in Colorado where you can burn people's remains outdoors, but they only allow 12 funerals a year.
Oh. They don't want too many people smoke billowing up into the...
Apparently that might be changing, though. Maine is considering a bill right now that would legalize Viking funerals and allow for open-air cremations.
So this one, I'm looking at a picture of one, and it's on an actual Viking ship. It's like, yep, a shame to burn that ship. You know, it looks like a good ship. But I guess
the only requirement is you'd have to do them through nonprofits that have at least 20 acres of space. But Maine already has the highest percentage of people picking cremation over burial.
Oh.
About 3 out of 4 people in Maine go for cremation.
Is that so? 3 out of 4. Yeah, I'm getting cremated.
You know what? Yeah, I would definitely do that
after I get dissected.
Being put in the ground.
And I don't want a wake. I don't want a funeral. I just want there to be a party a few months later.
All right.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Oh, look at that.
And I want them to also have to sing my favorite songs.
Oh, come on. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin the party.
It's right in my will.
Great. We got to sing Side Ponytail. Super.
You don't have to sing that one.
Okay, good.
You can sing Love Hurts by Nazareth.
I don't want that one either.
Well, which one do you want?
I don't know. How about something by Boston? More than a feeling.
Okay, all right. You can have that.
No, not this.
I love this song. It's going to be so sad. Oh, Wish You Were Here. I should probably put that on my list, too. That's a good one. You know, plus it's like that's a total funeral song.
I love that song.
Yeah.
A woman was pulled over on the highway in Overland Park, Kansas on Sunday going 149 miles per hour.
In what?
In her car.
They say all cars go 150 miles an hour?
I don't know.
I'm like, I don't even think I've ever owned a car that could go 150.
You and your questions. Just stop leaving space for Sarah to ask questions. I don't know what she drives, but apparently she was got it up to 149. And when the police pulled her over and said, "What is going on here? Where is the fire?"
Yeah.
She said, 149? I thought I was only going 128. And they said, still completely illegal. Mm. I don't know why you thought that was going to help you. So... anyway, it looks like she got her ticket and she's likely to lose her license because
that's reckless driving.
Yeah, as the speed goes up, the trouble does too.
How fast will like a Honda Accord go? Like, what's a big popular car?
That would
you can go 120 in
that. 120.
You can? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Regular cars go over 100?
Cords are pretty good, but you know that's you can get them going fast. You'd be surprised, but they won't hold that.
No,
and they won't handle well.
They won't handle no. Mm.
So that's where the real trouble starts. Mm-hmm. You know, not being able to handle the speed that you've gotten the thing up to.
Hmm.
Do I have to? Oh, I don't. Okay,
cars our text number around. Is. I think 65 should be the limit.
No.
Big surprise there. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. We went to a bar and met a group of 10 male military nurses. They told me they gave each other's IVs hydration earlier and all took Viagra. I asked, "What if you don't meet girls?" They hadn't thought of that. I said, "Yeah, you're going to have to turn on each other then."
And they were like, "All right, well, we got to do what we got to do."
I guess.
Nothing wrong with that.
You're right. There's nothing wrong with it, but not everybody is.
Well, no one has to be all consensual.
Okay.
Look, we all got these. We got to do. I mean, come on, you guys.
Or they're just taking it for the long-term health benefits.
Maybe.
510 says, "Wow. She pays in change and doesn't take no crap from guys."
Yeah. That's our Nikki.
The change.
Peel that onion. In the coin hole.
Yep. It sounded just like that when it happened, too.
Yeah. You could hear it over the music. Mm-hmm. What with the beat? Poof, poof, mm-hmm. poof, poof.
I will read the rest of your contribution. By the way, the number is 800-400-3697. If you want to get a text in here, we'd love to hear from you. More after these on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.